here in the testament, we saw that according to Rashi, we'll take that as a default position, that according to Rashi, the Gemara brings in the Deya of the Acherim, that we have an Askupa that can sometimes serve as a Lifnim, sometimes one would be allowed to carry from the inner area to the Askupa, and sometimes would serve Lachutz, that it would be part of the outer area that one would not be allowed to carry from the inner area to the Askupa. And Rashi assumes that we know we're talking about a Mavui, and we know that we're dealing with an Askupa of that Mavui. And our problem is to find the exact Ukimta under which we can distinguish between whether the Petach is Patuach or whether it's Na'ul, whether closing the doors of the Mavui should affect the status of the Askupa. Tosvos, Dibur HaMaschil Toch, points out that it's very hard to learn our sugya in a vacuum without getting involved also in the sugya in Erevin, which is very parallel, which quotes many parts of our Gemara. It doesn't quote the Acherim, but it quotes Rav Chama Bar Gurya, and it appears from the sugya in Erevin that l'chora our Gemara is chaser, is missing something which is very, very basic. And that is that in the sugya in Erevin, we have a machlokis between Abaye and Rava as to what is the status of the area Bein HaLechayayim. Namely, let's assume that this is our Mavui. Okay? And this Mavui is divided. Over here we have a Rishus HaRabbit. And we have a wall that divides the Mavui from the Rishus HaRabim. And this wall then has an opening that allows people to walk from the Mavui to the Rishus HaRabim. And we have over here a certain Ovi HaKotel. And this area over here would be called in the Gemara in Erovin Bein HaLechayayim. That the Ovi of this Kotel and the Ovi of this Kotel sort of create a Lechi. It creates an abutment that people in the Mavui will serve either as a, we point out a Lechi can serve as a Heker, a Lechi can serve as a Machitza. Echshaloyah, we have this area over here that in the Gemara in Eruvin is called Bein HaLechayayim. And in our Gemara, it's called the Askupa. And so Tosfos is wondering, why in the world does our Gemara have an issue? In other words, that the Gemara in Erevin says that this area is the machlokis between Abaye and Rava. That Abaye says that when we have an area which is, we spoke about on Daf Ches Amud Beis, which the height is between Gimel and Yutvachim, and the area on top is less than Dalet, that such an area, we pointed out, is a Makom Ptur, and you can carry from the Mavui and put it onto this area, you can carry from the Rishus HaRabim and put it onto this area, because it stands on its own. But let's say it had not been between Gimel and Yud. Let's say that it was flush with the ground. It was flush with the ground and had an area of less than Dalet al Dalet. That's what Abai says. That's the Bein HaLechayayim. We have an area which is simply on the same horizontal level as the Rishus HaRabim. And so such an area, says Abaye, we would never say that you can carry, that there's no heker, that this area has any uniqueness to it. Certainly, we would aser this area, that the Bein HaLechayayim, according to Abaye, because it's flush with the Rishus HaRabim, certainly in this area, even if it's less than Arba al Arba, even if it l'chora should be a Makom Ptur, but it can't be a Makom Ptur if there's no gova, if there's no height, and therefore Bein HaLechayayim is aser. And Rava disagrees. Rava says Bein HaLechayayim has its own makom, its own uniqueness, even though it's below Gimel. And so, you should be, according to Rava, this area over here is mutter. You're allowed to carry in this area over here. It's a makom p'tur, my nafgamina. You know, it's the fact that it's on the same level, yeah, but it's set aside. This is the Rishus HaRabim, this is the Mavli, this is an area which is its own area. So Rabbah says the Ben Ochayim is mutter. So our Gemara is searching for a situation where we're going to have a Ben Ochayim, which is going to be mutter, and our Gemara says that we can't deal with it mitzad lechi. Because if the lechi is only going to be makir the mavui, the lechi is not going to be makir this area, that's according to Abaye. But according to Rava, we should have no issue. That's looking Tosas Toch. If you tomar the Rava, the muki le beperakama de eruvin, the hainu dafka, when do we say that this area is problematic? Hainu dafka bepatuach le karmelit mishum de matza min esmino, v'ni'ur. That if this area is a Carmelist, not a Rishus HaRabim, and here we have what appears to be Makom Ptur, so we say that the Carmelist will swallow up the Makom Ptur, Matzah Min Esmino V'Nir. But if this area is a Rishus HaRabim, not a Carmelist, then according to Rava, the Makom Ptur remains a Makom Ptur. Luki Hacha B'Patuach Mi Rishus HaRabim. Okay, and even according to Abaye, Name Dilo Mafli Ghasa Main Patucha Karmalis Main Patuch or Shisaram Nuki Baskupa Gavoa Gimel. We pointed out that if it's three Tvachim high, then Abaye would also view it as an area that you can carry in. The Parakama de Erivin Muki Abaye had a tsarach lechi acharatiro, but a leka askupa chise gimel. But a leka askupa gimel, that's if there's no height. Then we say that you require a lechi to be matir. V'amai dochik rav lishnuya b'inacher. Why do we move over from the world of lechi to the world of korah and set across a korah and tapasat tikra, etc.? Why not simply say that our sugya, that the acherim is like Abaye, and hakol yavo makom al v'shalom? That's Tosis's question. And Tosis answers, v'yeshlamar delo moki matzi luk mehachi, v'yimkein afilu no'ul name kalifnim. That the whole uniqueness of Acherim is that they say that this area over here is a chameleon. It can have different status at different points in terms of the mitzvah. So when the doors are open, it's like bifnim. When the doors are closed, it's like bachutz. According to Rava, this area of Bein HaLechayayim, whether the doors are closed or whether the doors are open, as long as we have this contrast to the Rishus HaRabim, you can always carry in this area. This is always a makom ptur. There's no nafkamina between no'ul and not no'ul. That we have an area that stands on its own. It has a makom bifnei atzmo, and it doesn't have the dimensions. It has dimensions of less than dalet al dalet. That's a makom ptur, and therefore the Gemara can't use it to explain Acherim. Namely, Acherim is certainly not working with Rava. Acherim is assuming that this area basically is Asur, unless we're going to be matirit in some manner, with a lechi or with a korah, and then that's going to be broken when Dulasos Nu'ulos. We pointed out, this lechora is the reason that the Rambam doesn't quote our sugya, because the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Olach Yud Aleph paskins like Rava. He paskins that Ben Ochayim is mutter. If Ben Ochayim is mutter, then my nafkamina, no'ul, not no'ul, that's only if we have over here a certain tikkun, and somehow the ne'ilah breaks that tikkun. But if we're not dealing over here with a tikkun, we're dealing over here with an area which per se is mutter, then the whole acherim falls down. So our sugya is not working with Rava, and therefore the Rambam doesn't paskin like it. What about all the other Rishonim who take our sugya very, very seriously? So some say that our sugya in Achiname is shalali but the hilchasa, but the Gemara tries to work it out even according to Abaye, and we saw the Baal Hamor says, we see from our sugya, we pass like Abaye. This is not one of Yaal Kagam. No, it is Yaal Kagam through the back door, that Yaal Kagam includes a lamed. Lamed is lechi, not this lechi, but lechi ha'omed mi'elav. That we have, in other words, that Abaye holds that even if a lechi wasn't put there on purpose, it simply happened to be there from before, that it was built in, whatever, it's omed me'elav, it's good. So the Baal Hamor says that we know there's a question, is what's the nature of a lechi? Is it a mechitza or is it a heker?
if Abayi says Lechi Ha'omed Mi'elav is good, it must be a machitza, because that's a mitzius, not a heker. A heker is something that you put there for a reason. And once we say that the Lechi is a mitzius, then we say that we have this mitzius of machitza, which works from this point across, and this area, according to Abayi, is not included within the tikkun of the Lechi, and so therefore Bein El Chayim is also. That this is a pol hayotze of Lechi Ha'omed Me'elav. Lechi Ha'omed Me'elav means we passing Lechi is a machitza, and therefore Bein El Chayim is going to be osur. It's beyond the machitza. Okay, so just in any case, you should be aware that our sugya has hashlachot to, in other words, that it could be that this area can have different names. It could be called Bein El Chayim. That's the way it's called in the world of Eruvin, or in our Gemara, it's called Daskupa, but the two of these hit against one another, and you have to deal with the issue. So Tosfos deals with the issue by pointing out that according to Rava, that Na'ul or not Na'ul, this area Bein El Chayim is always going to be mutter, because by its nature, it's a makom ptur. It's not that we have a tikkun that applies to it. It's less than Dalet al Dalet. And even though the surface area is exactly the same as Rishus HaRabin, it has a heker, but by the fact that it stands on its own. One can clearly see that this is not going to be swallowed up by the Rishus HaRabin. As opposed to Abaye, the moment you have no height, of minimum of Gimel, then we view it as simply a hemshech of the Rishus HaRabin. Bein El Chayim is awesome, requires a tikkun, and that our whole sugya deals with the nature of the tikkun. Okay, that's A. Beseder. B. We saw that the Gemara couldn't deal with the tikkun of lechi, because the Gemara said if we have a lechi, the lechi is only matir the mavui mibifnim. The lechi is not going to help us with this area over here. So we come on to a korah, and we're dealing with a korah which will cover half of the area, which will cover, let's say, two tfachim. And this korah, in order for it to work, it works with the principle of pi tikra yorid v'sosei, that we view it as being a machitza at this point, but you need an area of arba. We don't have over here, within this small vestibule, the area of arba. We have to include the mavui. So when the petach patuach, so we have enough of an area to allow for pi tikra yorid v'sosei. When na'ul, when it's closed, we have this korah that doesn't relate to the mavui. There's no makom arba, and therefore it falls away. That's the way Rashi learns. So last time, Aaron Angstrach asked the question, L'chora, why do the Gemara have to come on to Korah in order to say there's a difference between Patuach and No'ul? Why don't we're talking about a Lechi to begin with. We said the Lechi can't be over here. So let's put the Lechi over here in the middle. Let's put the Lechi right in the middle, exactly where our Korah got up to, and say that this lechi should be matir this area when delasos petuchos, because then we have an area of arba that the lechi will work on. When delasos neulos, the lechi won't be able to work, just like the korah didn't work. Then why move from a lechi to a korah? All we need is that rather than the lechi be here, the lechi be here. So the same way we built the korah to that point, let's simply move the lechi to the middle of the askupa. That's the question of Tosfos Yeshanim. Look in the Tosfos Yeshanim on the Tosfos Yerah Maskil, Amar Rav Yehuda, in the middle he says, V'ha de lo ukimna, b'lechi k'desal k'daitach. We were talking about lechi all the time. Why not remain with lechi? K'gon shehalechi be'emtza ha'askupa. The same way we put the korah in the middle, let's put the lechi in the middle. V'ein misham ad hadelet arba, and therefore we need the delech patuach in order to be able to get a makom arba, the lechi will be meaningful. So Tosfos Yeshanim gives two answers. Firstly, Shema lefi she'ein derech lahamid lechi be'emtza ha'askupa, ela o bifnim o bachutz. Okay, one is that's not the way you put a lechi. Lechi is supposed to be mishum heker. Heker can either be at this corner, people in the mavli will see it. Could be at this corner, people in Shusar Abin will see it. Smack in the middle, it's not a heker for these, it's not a heker for those. Not going to get off the ground. It's not put there. So the Gemara didn't give a nukimta, which is eno kedarko, which is not the norm of the lechi. But then Tosfos continues, O kamosha tiretsa maharam, delechi have mishum machitza, vafilu na'ur have kalifnim. Afagav delecha dalad, kumo tikras dalad, da afilu na'ur yored vesose.
Tosis points out that there's a big difference between a lechi and a korah. Tosis says that the korah, we have a difference between patuach and sasun, because the Torah requires, the Korah requires a halachic mechanism in order to create a machitza. The Korah is simply a board that goes at a certain height over your head. Why in the world is that a machitza? Because we have this halachic reality called Pitikra Yored Vesosein. But to apply that halachic reality, we need a condition. We need a makom arba. You only apply Korah, the din of Pitikra Yored Vesosein. This is only the Tanai that you have a makom arba. So when we're dealing with the askupa, with a mashkot that comes out for, like by a bayit, that you have this awning that comes out for because you want to be able to put on your raincoat or put open your umbrella or whatever under that area or pick up your newspaper. So then we say pitikra yored vesosein. But when it's two, we need the mavoi. And so if the doors are open, we can say pitikra. When the doors are closed, we can't say pitikra. But the lechi, we don't need pitikra yored vesosein. If the lechi is mishum mechitza, that's simply a metzius that we view this abutment as going across the entire area. There's no need for dalet. And so the moment that we're dealing with the lechi, if the lechi is mishum mechitza, it would be afilu pachos midalet. There's no need for dalet. There's no halachic mechanism of pitik or yored vesosein. And so dalatot petuchot or dalatot stumot would be irrelevant. That's why the Gemara didn't set this up as a lechi in the middle, because it wouldn't help us to explain the acherim. The whole din of acherim is that this askupa is mishamish mishum shtei reshuyo. Sometimes it's lifnim, sometimes it's lachutz. But if we have the lechi in the middle, then the area between the lechi and the mavi is always going to be mutar mitzad the lechi, irrelevant if the doors are open or the doors are closed. That's the teretz over here to this question. Okay, that we have to distinguish somehow. Either simply the mitzius, we don't put a lechi in the middle, or that even if we put a lechi in the middle, it's not going to help us to explain acherim, because it's always going to be no. The same way that Rava couldn't help us explain acherim, because it's always going to be mutter, according to Rava. Bein lachaim is always mutter. So also the lechi won't help us explain acherim, because it's always going to be mutter from that area from the lechi inwards, because we have kein mechitza without requiring dal. Okay, those are two points that we have over here in Tosfos. Yes.
Is this a klal that this lechi always works? Is this everyone agrees with?
No. This is Pirisha Maharam. Normally we would say that any tikkun requires a makom. Right? In other words, if it's not a makom, then it's a makom p'tur. If it's not a makom p'tur, we can't speak about heker. We can't speak about mechitza. This is a kosef a maharam. So that's why the Tosfos gives it as a second answer. Firstly, ein derech. If you don't like that, so we have the sheet of the Maharam that we can have a tikkun without a makom. It's very, very unusual that we should have a tikkun. What's this being metake? Right, it's very, very unusual. Okay. Next. Okay. Simply in terms of how to read the sugya. Rashi, we pointed out, assumed that the sugya all along, knew that we were talking about an askupa of a mavui. The Gemara knew that from the very, very beginning. When Rav Yehuda says hocha baskupas mavui askinan, so Rashi adds in the word kedika amris. We maintain our hava. I mean, we're talking about the mavui, but rather than talk about a lechi, we'll move over to a korah. The whole difference between the hava mean of the Gemara and the maskana of the Gemara is: are we dealing with a tikkun of a lechi that would have only been metaking inwards, or a tikkun of the korah that could also be metaking part of the askupa? We saw according to the Baal HaMor, could even metaking the entire askupa. But actually, we moved from a lechi to a korah. That's the difference between the havamina and the maskana. Why did the Gemara necessarily assume that? After all, an askupa can be an askupa of a mavui or an askupa of a bayit. We're going to see the Rav Ashi learns la'olam askupas bayis askina. And so if the askupa can be of a mavui or a bayit, why did the Gemara choose one option and doggedly stuck to that option? What's wrong with askupas bayis? So Rashi explains, what's the difference between the askupa of a bayis and the askupa of a mavui? The difference is that in askupas bayis, we always have an area which is mikura. We always have an area that this entire top over here would always be covered, that people always want by their house. They don't want simply to stand outside in the rain or in the snow. They want to have something over their heads. So we always have an area which is mikura. If we have an area which is mikura, we're assuming by a bias this area is going to be dalad. We're going to have a meaningful area of dalad, which is mekure, pitikra yori vesosim. So this area is always going to be allowed to carry in, because whether patuach or sosum, who cares whether the doors are open or the doors are closed? We always have over here pitikra yori vesosim. We always have a machitza between the Rishus HaRabin and this askupa, via the principle of pitikra yori v'sosim. So there's nothing to talk about. Again, the moment, you know, that we're not going to distinguish between patuach and no'ul, it's not going to help us by the acherim. Since the acherim said patuach, it has one status, no another status, so we couldn't be talking about a bias. That's Rashi's shita. How did Rav Ashi say la'olam b'bayis askinan? He said, we have, even when something is makura, we have a halachic makura, like by schach. That if that's it, this is the area looking down from a bird's eye view, okay? Looking down at the area which is makura, it means that it's makura with a break over here of pachos migimel. So halachically, this is all makura, but we have this break of pachos migimel, and we have a set of doors that come bidiyuk over here. These are this. So when it's na'ul, we no longer have pitikra yoy v'sosay. Pitikra needs that we have, if this is 1.5, and this is 1.5, and this is 1, right? So pitikra yoy v'sosay, when we have 4, when we have the lovewood, fine. But if we have a delet, which is closing over here, then, so that's what Acharyim said. When you have an askupa of a house, the olam, we're talking about a house. But don't think we have 4 as one unit. We have 1.5 and 1.5. Broken up by avir of 1. When the dlatot are petuchot, we have 4. When the dlatot are nu'ulot, we don't have pitikra yori v'sosim, and then this area cannot be carried on. Okay, that's the way that Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos points out it's a very nice, neat way of learning the Gemara, but it's against the girsa of the Gemara. If the girsa says la'olam, right, or it's la'olam means this was what we thought all along, la'olam, that our havamina is correct. When the Gemara says pum fakir hacha be askufas mavoi askinan, that means that we're changing. Actually, the Gemara is upside down according to Rashi. Rashi doesn't is not meis to change the gears of the Gemara. Other Rishonim would do that. Rashi leaves the Gemara the way it is, but this is what the Gemara means. Hacha be askufas mavoi askinan kida amrinan la'olam. That's new. it's very unusual. I think that Rashi leaves the word la'olam. It's hard to say. Rashi doesn't have a dibur hamaskil. Just says askupas bayis. Okay, echshelo yiyah. Tosus is bothered by it. That's the first line of Tosus. Pirish Rashi. Salka daitach demari baskupas mavi shichshiru balechi velo nehira. The top Tosus means the kaminin besamach laolam baskupas bayis. Okay, so Tosus assumes that all along we left everything open. All along we were talking about askupa openly. Could be anything. Could be a bias, could be a mavui. Let's just check. Does the lechi work? Does the korah work? V'chulei, v'chulei. That's the way Tosos learned. What did Tosos do with Rashi's question? Isn't an askupas bias always covered with a tikra of 4? So at the very end of Tosos, that's what he deals with, the last few lines, v'im tomar, kevan, the last 3 lines of Tosos, the second wide line towards the end of Tosfos. V'im tomar kevan demari baskupas bayis imkein may parach alfagav deles lelechi askupas bayis mistama mekurahu, like Rashi pointed out, and therefore we always say pitikur yoid v'sosem, and there should be no difference between nol or patuach. Omari al korchacha, we have no alternative but to say beina mekura ayri b'mekura afilu petach nol nami kalifnim ukimta. We're talking about a person who hasn't yet finished building his house. In other words, he has an askupa of his house without a tikra. Okay. In other words, that's... And then Rav Ashi says, no, la'olam, we're talking about a bukura, but with the airspace in the middle. Okay. What did Tosus do with the previous language of the Gemara? The Gemara talks about lechi all the time. And lechi only works for a mavui. Lechi doesn't work for a bayis. So Tosus points out, afagav de les lechi mishum mavui, the bayis v'chotzer in onitar, Belechi v'kore elav v'pasim, that's a sugi in Eruvin, that lechi is a kol shehu, a pas is a pas of arba. And our Gemara doesn't mention anything about a pas, it only mentions a lechi. So, inami nochat lechi mishum de bayis v'chotzer, I'm sorry, so Tosus points out, either it's nochat afagav de les belechi mishum mavui, in other words, it's simply because of the option of mavui, it brings in lechi. Or in the world of bayis and chotzer, in a chiname, you need a pas of four when you have only one heker. But if you have a lechi on two sides, lechi mikan, that works even for bayis and chotzer. All those are technical halachos within the world of Eruvin. And then Tosus just points out that what we're talking about is this case, where we have over here the ovi of the choma. We're not talking about an askupa, which is in the Rishus HaRabin, because then it's certainly like Rishus HaRabin. We're not talking about an askupa, which is in the Rishus HaRabin, but certainly, we must be talking about this Goldilocks case, Beni Beni, just in between the two, and that therefore we have our issue, is it Lifnim, is it Lachutz, V'chulei, because we have over here a situation which lacks a clarity. We pointed out, this is a Machokas Abaye, Tosus points out, we have even a machlokas abayi v'rava, whether this area over here has a certain uniqueness, or we say ben ochayim is basically also without a tikkun. So that's what we have over here in the toast, in that first toast, was just to set the groundwork for what we're talking about within the entire sugya. I just want to mention two more points in terms of the sugya over here. One that we find in the Shita of Ran, and one that we find in the Shita Ran in the Rashba, and one that we find in the Tosus Rid. In other words, the sugi itself is as it is. In other words, that we have the Shita of the Acherim. The Acherim, as he pointed out, are ignoring Rava. They're working with Abaye. That's a given in terms of the world of all the Rishonim. The Acherim distinguish between Lechi and Korah. Some of the Rishonim take the distinction further than the Gemara itself. The first Teretz of the Gemara wants to set this up with a Korah which only goes over part of the Askupa, and that would be the Korah which is Matir the Mavui. Rav Ashi wants to set it up as the Askupa of Abayit, and then we have the entire Tikra, but we have a Lavud in the middle which can be destroyed with the Dlatot. And then, the Sugya fleshes out in terms of the fact that we're dealing with an area which starts off being Aser, but we're Matir it in different ways to different degrees. We had a Havminikim Matir with a Lechi, we threw that away, and then we're Matir with the Korah to a degree, or Matir with the Tikra over here to a certain degree. What the question that remains is exactly what are the dimensions over here of this askupa. What's the size of this askupa that we're talking about? So if you look in the chidut, in the Shita L'Ran, he points out, Acherim omrim askupa meshamesh shtei rishios b'shmu azo nitchabtu ha-meforshim. The meforshim got very, very detailed in terms of how they're dealing with this sugya. And the Shita L'Ran basically works out the sugya according to Rashi, but he assumes Hayaskupa Mayri Kagon Shehi Rechava Arba Veena Gavoa Asara Vehi Carmelis. Namely, rather than get involved in the machlokis between Abaye and Rava simply say we're talking about an area which is a classic karmelis, which is more than three tefachim above the ground, which is rachav arba al arba, doesn't have machitzos, a classic karmelis. A classic karmelis is asur midrabanan to carry, and that's why we need a heter. The heter can come about via a lechi, via a korah. We need something to be matir this area. Ela shehara ozal piresh de legabe habe dine lo shani lan klal bein askupa makom ptur laskupa karmelis. The ra'ah was the one who said, no, it's irrelevant if we're talking about it. It has arba larba, doesn't have arba larba. The sugi will work out according to both directions. V'lo nehirali, says the Shita L'ran, because the Gemara uses pitikra yorid v'sosem, pitikra yorid v'sosem, we need a makom dalad. You can't play around with less than a makom dalad v'chulei. What the Shita L'ran doesn't get involved in is just a minute. If this is not dalad, it's a makom p'tur. If it's a makom p'tur, so then it's mutter to carry in to begin with. What are we talking about? So we saw already that Tosos brings in Abaye. Abaye says, nachon, this should be a makom p'tur, but because it's located so close to the Rishus HaRabim and there's no height of Gimel, that's why it's not a makom p'tur. That's because of that. Had it been a height of Gimel, yitachin, that then the Tosus would have assumed in Achinami it is a makom p'tur. The Ra'ah and the Shita Ran don't get involved in. But in the Rashba, he brings in his Rebbe. He brings in Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba also begins the sugya like Rashi, brings in those that are cholik on Rashi, we pointed out. And then he quotes Umori Haravzal. Umori Haravzal Piresh Mikarave Mashba Da'iri Benas Kupas Bayes Benas Kupas Mavui, like Tosos. Ubishe'ein Rechava Arba. Bishe'ein Rechava Arba. Ein Rechava Arba L'chora, this is a Makom P'tur. So the Rabbi Yona explains, Kosava Rav, Da'af hu asar lehishtamesh min haskupa, shehi karmelis derabanan. And if the area outside would be a karmelis gemura, so then we have a question, can you carry from a karmelis derabanan to a karmelis gemura, or can you not carry from a karmelis derabanan to a karmelis gemura? What is this, what's going on over here? We have Rabbeinu Yonah, is quoted as the Rebbe of the Rashba, saying that this Askupa is a Karmelis Dirabanan, as opposed to a Karmelis Gemura. Namely, had this street over here not had Shishim Rebo, it wouldn't be a Rishus HaRabim, it would be a Karmelis Gemura. The Askupa is a Karmelis Derabanan. And then he has a question, can you carry from a Karmelis Derabanan to a Karmelis Gemura or not? What's a Karmelis Derabanan? The whole concept of Karmelis is Derabanan. What over here is Rabbeinu Yonah talking about a Karmelis Derabanan? Yes? Right, a karmelis, in other words, again, using our language, that we have two types of karmelis. We have a karmelis, which is a Rishus HaRabim minus. And then we have a karmelis, which is a Gzeira Shema. Namely, that we have one karmelis, which basically is a Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have machitzos. It's used by the Rabim. But the rabbim who use it are much fewer than the rabbim of the classic Rishus HaRabim. And that, you know, that goes down from a Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis. This is the Bika, and this is the Yam, and these are the examples that are given of the Bein HaAmudim. That's the Karmelis Gemura. Here, what we're talking about is an area which Meikar Hadin is a Makom P'tur. It's Mikir Hadin, it's a Makom Ptur. It's a place that has less than Dalet al Dalet. It's a Makom Ptur. But because it is on the same level of the Rishus HaRabim and so close to the Rishus HaRabim, this is what you know, it's what Tosa said, and according to Abaye, that this area is the Beno Chaim is going to be Osir. What does it mean going to be Osir? So the Rabbi Yonah calls this a Karmelis Adrabon, and this is the Gzera Shema. Namely, clearly this is an area which is used by the rabbin. This is an area where people go in and out of the Mavoi to the Rishus HaRabim back and forth. But technically, it's a makom ptur. It's less than dalet al dalet. But using again our distinction, remember if you recall, we saw Rabbeinu Tam in the sugya of makom ptur and Karmelis. The Gemara said Karmelis has dalet al dalet. Makom ptur has less than dalet al dalet. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not over here a rule which is yehari v'al yavor. The difference between a Karmelis and a makom ptur is one of shimush, how much it's used. Generally, makom dalet al dalet is used more than a makom which is less than dalet al dalet. But you can have a makom which is more than dalet al dalet; it's not used at all, like the Beis Akiseh, if you remember, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Mordechai. And you can have an area of less than dalet al dalet, but b'chol zot is going to be a karmelis. Call it a gzeira shema, namely that we have over here. We don't have over here. It's not a karmelis gemura. But it's, you know, it's close enough, it's in proximity to the Karmelis, that it's going to be a Gzeira Hashem. If you carry here, next thing you know, you're going to be carrying in the Karmelis Gemura. So we have over here, the Rabbeinu Yonah wants to point out that this area over here, it's not a question as we saw in the Ra'oh. Does it have Dalet al Dalet? Does it not have Dalet al Dalet? That's not the point. The point is whether it has Dalet or Dalet, not Dalet al Dalet. This is an area which connects the Mavoi and the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's going to be Aser Midrabanan to carry there. You don't want to call it a Karmelis Gemura, call it a Karmelis Drabanan. And we have to come on to a tikkun that will tell us that Petach Patuach, now when the doors are open, this will link in with the Mavoi. When the doors are closed, that's when we have that this would have its own, that would be called a Chutz Domein. Okay?
You say it doesn't matter whether it's Dalet.
That's what, again, the Ra'o says that, and who had been, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that. What Rabbeinu Yonah does is he gives it a term. He calls it Inachinami. It's not a Karmelis Gemura, it's less than Dalet al Dalet. But it's still a Karmelis Rabbana. It's still going to be Oster to carry it there. Again, this is a Shita of Abaye. The Sugya is going like Abaye, not like Rava. The Rambam, I don't know if he distinguished this way because he passed him like Rava. But within the sugya we have over here this option. Okay, so this is what we find in the language of the Shita Laran and the Rashba quoting the Israeli.
What does he do with the time of the previous Gemara?
So the previous Gemara is when you have a height of Gimel. When you have a height of Gimel, so then it stands on its own. That's a Makom Ptur. And then unless, you know, but if we don't have this height of Gimel, then we have over here the Karmelis Drabona. It's less than Dalet al Dalet, so it's not the Karmelis Gemura, but it beholds that it's also to be metalto in that area. Okay. What Rabbeinu Yonah does for the Askupa, that's what the Tosas Rid does for the Mavu. We're not learning Eruvin currently. I'm not going... I don't want to jump too much into Eruvin, but our classic understanding of a Mavui, what do we have? We have over here an area that has 1, 2, 3, even close to 4 machitzos, 3.5 machitzos. This, according to 99% of the Rishonim, is a Rishus Hayochid. It's a classic Rishus Hayochid. Even according to the Rambam that we said, you need 4 machitzos. So we'll call this a Rishus HaYachid minus. You can certainly be metaltel mida or raisa in this area. There are machitzos. It's surrounded by machitzos all around. But what? We say on this mavoi that we need two things. A, this mavoi is entered into from here. We have these 4 chatzeros that go into this mavoi. Around each chatzer, we have houses. All of these houses belong to different people. So each of these chatzeros, midrabanan, needed an eruv chatzeros in order to be able to carry from the house into the chatzer, to have a common ownership. And hu hadin, this mavi requires a sheet of mavo'ot, of all of the chatzerot, in order to be able to carry from the house to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the mavi. Okay? Even though all of the, everything here on the board is a rishus hayachid. The house is a rishus hayachid. The chatzer is a rishus hayachid. The mavo is a rishus hayachid. Midarais, you can carry back and forth to everything. But midarabanan, because this is owned by Reuven, and this by Shimon, and this chatzer is used by all these people, so we need an Eruv Chatzeros to carry from here to here. And since this Mavoi is used by this Chatzer, and this Chatzer, and this Chatzer, and this Chatzer, we need a sheet of Mevo'ot to be able to carry from the Chatzerot to the Mavoi. Okay? So nowadays this is done, you know, it's on you know, it's in with a matzah and a shul, and permission from the police that they can go into these areas and those areas, and everything is considered to be under one ownership. Fine. However, we have another din in the world of Mavui that it requires a tikkun of a lechi or a korah. Right? Leaving aside, even after we have the shituf of the mavo'ot, it needs a lechi or a korah. How normally do we understand that requirement of a lechi or a korah? Right, we want to be able to carry in this mavui. Here outside we have Times Square. We have a Rishus HaRavim. Why do we need a lechi or a korah? The again, it serves as a mechitza or as a heker in order that what? That all these people who are carrying from their houses to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the mavui, what shouldn't they do?
Carry outside.
They shouldn't carry outside. So before you leave the mavui, you're going to have over here a korah or a lechi. So you mind you adkan, right? You carry from here to here, from here to here, adkan. Up to here, we need this lechi or the korah as kaze egzera shema. But if we were to ask, what's the nature of this area is like a rishus hayachid. It just is a rishus hayachid. They required a shituf. Comes along the Tosus Rid, and simply he breathes into the sugya a different terminology. Tosis Rit says, "Kamosha oser avir rishus harabim et chalal hamavui, sha'asur letaltel min habotim chalal hamavui below lechi okora, sha'avir rishus harabim shehu parutz lesocho, osa oso karmelis, dehasam karka is hamavui im karka rishus harabim him shavim, mishum hachi avir rishus harabim sholik bova osro." What the Tosus Rid is telling us is that midrabanan, we take this area, which is a pure Rishus Hayachid, and we say that since we have this opening to Rishus Harabim, and again, we're dealing on one horizontal plane, so this karka of the Rishus Harabim makes its way into the Mavui, the avir of the Rishus HaRabim makes its way into the Mavui, and without the Lechi and the Korah, how are we going to view this Mavui?
It's an extension of Rishus HaRabim.
Which we call what?
Karmelis.
A Karmelis. What kind of Karmelis? This is not the Karmelis Gemura. Right? This is not a Karmelis. We have over here Machitzos. We have over here Machitzos all around. But this would be, again, what Rabbeinu Yonah said about the Askupa, this is what the Tosus Rid is speaking about the Mavoi, that it's a kind of Karmelis Midrabanan, and the Lechi and the Korah take this from being a Karmelis Midrabanan and return it to its original form of being a Rishus Hayochid. And that's how the Tosus Rid wants to distinguish that when you have the previous Askupa, the Askupa of Chesamud Beis, which is Gimel to Yud, that already is above the Rishus HaRabim. There, Lo Shalta Avir of Rishus HaRabim. That remains a Makom Patur, but when we have this area, which is all on one plane, that's when we have our issues. And so, the Lechi and the Korah, they turn the Mavli into Rishus HaYachid. What about the Askupa itself? That depends. In terms of Dolasos Pesuchos or Dolasos Stumos, what avir is sholeit in this area? Is it the avir of our Rishus Hayochid that we were metakein, or is it the avir of the Rishus HaRabim? So Dolasos Neulos, this would be part of the Rishus HaRabim, Dolasos Pesuchos, this would be part of the Rishus Hayochid. It's just fascinating that, you know, it's that we find over here the parallelism between Rabbeinu Yonah dealing with the, we have a Karmelis Gemura, which is the outside street, and then we have the Askupa, which is the Karmelis Derabbanan and Gzeira Shema, that terminology is used by Tosis Rid to describe the entire Mavui. The entire Mavui is such that we have its Karka Rishus Harab in the same plane, Avi Rishus Harab is Poritz Lesocha, and that's why we need the Lechi or the Kavar. Again, whether it'll be a Heker, whether it'll be a Machitza, it'll serve to restore the pristine Avir of the Rishus HaYochid to the Mavui. Okay, that's what we have over here on Daf Tesim and Aleph. It's a nice way of completing the sugya of Hotza'ah. So pretty much what we've seen is the sugyas that exist in terms of nature of Hotza'ah, Akira, Avara, Mirishus L'Rishus, and the Hanacha, in terms of the Ma'avir Arba Amos Bir Rishus Harabim, how to view the relationship between Hotza'ah and Hachnasa, how to view the relationship between Ma'avir Arba Amos and the world of Hotza'ah. We dealt with the toldos of Zorik and Moshit, and the question of whether we learn Zrika Mihoshata. We dealt with the world of Kluta Kamisha Huncha, Mahalech Ka'ome Dame, and we moved over into the Arba Rishuyos to a large degree of that which exists. What we didn't deal with is the rest of Eruvin. Okay, there's still a lot in Eruvin that we haven't dealt with, but at least what Askupa did was open a certain window into Eruvin, to that taking our concepts of Mokom Ptur and Karmelis and Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRavim, to realize that you know, it's when one is dealing with the areas, the borderline areas between the two, that we're going to have machlokot as to how to view them, and we have a certain at least taste of Eruvin within the sugya over here on Daf Tesim and Aleph, in which we're using the terminology that we used up to this point, and bringing in that we can see that the same area can be called two different names, but it's really dealing with the same area. What we dealt with from Daf Chesem and Beis Daf Tesem and Aleph is that the phrase askupa itself has different meanings. We can have an askupa in the Rishus HaRabin, we can have an askupa in the Rishus HaYochid, we can have an askupa on the borderline, have an askupa of a bayit, an askupa of a chotzer, an askupa of a mavui, and so what we have to do is try to isolate. What are we talking about? Is it on the same plane? Is it gimel high? What are its dimensions? Dalet al dalet, less than dalet al dalet. Is there anything above it? Is there anything on the side of it? V'chule, and then we would have that, you know, it's that askupa X would have one set of halachos, and askupa Y would have a different set of halachos. There's no machlokas between Acherim and the Tanakama. Tanakama on the Chesim Adbeis dealt with one form of askupa that was three tefachim high and less than dalet al dalet. That was the Makom Ptur that we spoke about. Over here, we're dealing with an askupa which is the Bein HaLechayayim. As to what its, you know, status is, we have Rava and Abaye, our sugya is like Abaye, and then within Abaye, that this area is basically Osir, we don't view it as the Makom Ptur. We can view it as Karmelis Drabanan, if you want to use a phrase. How are we metaking it? And we saw that Mishamish Kishtei Rishuyo. Sometimes it'll be like the Mavui, sometimes it'll have the status of the outer Rishus. Okay, with your implicit haskama, unless there'll be a revolt, I'd like to have the chazara for the next 3 weeks, and the bechina would be 3 weeks from today, if it's okay. On the Loazi calendar, it's February 16th. I think it's like about the Tetz Yud Zayin, I think, Adar Aleph. But the Sunday, 3 weeks from today. Is that okay? 3 weeks?
It's
Tetzayin. Okay. So Tetzayin, Shabbos is Purim Katan.
Right.
Shabbos is Shushan Purim Katan. Shabbos is Shushan Purim Katan. Shabbos, you're in Yerushalayim. So Shabbos is Purim Katan. And right, that you'll have the sense of having Baruch Hashem, a Shlita, on eight tapim of the first eight tapim of Shabbos plus. And is that okay? 3 weeks enough? Okay, I'm assuming it's okay until you begin to come to me. That's not okay. So, what? Mirtz Hashem. Okay. So Bli Neder. So then on Monday I can give you Mar Makomos for Wednesday. Not this Monday. 3 weeks from tomorrow, I give you Mar Makomos for the shiur that will be. The Seder, just you should be aware that I will be going, full disclosure, I'll be going to America on February 6th. I'll be coming back on February 17th. So the Bechina will be here. I'll write it in a manner that you shouldn't have a crown, but certainly you can ask one another what the questions mean if you have any questions.
Write it or type it. I'm much better at reading your handwriting than I was at the beginning.
I'll ask my wife whether she's willing to help out. I probably have software that would convert my a normal person's handwriting into something that works in my handwriting.